strangers in their own land? Who's helping Ukraine's displaced? Japan marks an anniversary with an eye toward healing. And our last story involves muscles, memory, and missions. Sort of. Details next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations reports there are more than 1.4 million people who are considered internally displaced in Ukraine. Nobody's talking about it. President of Mission Eurasia, formerly Russian Ministries, Sergei Rakuba.
The government in Ukraine is doing almost nothing. Bigger humanitarian organizations have no access yet or simply not informed about this crisis yet. And the only entity there locally, that's the church, that can do something.
Feed My Starving Children has donated 1 million meals, but Mission Eurasia needs your help to get them there. A $20 donation ships 1,000 meals. Rakuba says,
this crisis gives an opportunity for the gospel to shine through the practical work of God's children.
And it's working.
People come not just to get food in the churches now. They rush to prayer meetings, to counseling meetings, Bible studies.
Missionnews.org has links where you can donate. Next, can you publicly forgive people who destroyed your home and all your possessions? That's what Nigerian Christians are doing. But they're also going one step further. They're rejoicing and celebrating. They're telling the International Mission Board they've only lost things, not people. In faith, they believe God intends to use all this evil for good. IMB's asking for your prayers that these Christians will stay encouraged despite any other persecution ahead. This is Mission Network News. Launching a new website might not sound very exciting, but it is for Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Doug Hutchcraft says they're trying to save Native American young people like Michelle.
She posted this on her Facebook page. She said, I'm going to draw a picture with a twist. I'll draw it with my razor blade. I'll draw it on my wrist. Soon after that, Michelle ended her own life.
Made entirely of Native American youth, RHM's On Eagle's Wings team visits U.S. and Canadian reservations every summer for peer-to-peer evangelism. Young people share how they overcame challenges and found hope through Jesus alone. Since the team can't get to every reservation, they're putting their ministry online.
We can bring these hope stories to every Native American young person on all those reservations, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Pray for the team as they prepare to launch OnEaglesWings.com on April 15th. Elsewhere, it's been 4 years since the East Japan earthquake and tsunami shattered the country. 250,000 people are still displaced. Radiation contamination from the nuclear disaster means some of these survivors will never go home again. Asian Access's Takeshi Takazawa says the debris was cleaned up, but the spiritual and emotional landscapes were still a mess. That is until
all the church got together in unity and tangibly showed people the love of Jesus Christ, not just the relief goods or cleanup, but really coming alongside of people to recreate the community.
Why does it matter? Community is identity. The loss of that is confusing and devastating. Taking the time to share their burdens,
that's the key component. And then God gives the opportunity to share who Jesus is in that relationship.
They still have a lot to do. Would you pray with Asian Access for those opportunities? And if you ever had to train yourself to think and act differently, change is never comfortable. Reach Global Crisis Response, or EFCA, is inviting you to take a step back and look at what you're doing in ministry. The main question they're asking, are you focusing more on yourself or on Christian outreach? Though it can be difficult to change focus, it's not impossible. See tips EFCA has for how you can change your focus by going to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution is an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.